Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the governor's proposal to distribute education funding across the state and why this isn't really a fair idea for most school districts. Talk to us about this.
Last week in an event in Philadelphia, the governor proposed that all education funds would be distributed through the fair funding formula, opposed to the way state funds are currently distributed, with only new school funding amounts being calculated through the formula. The amount of funding that existed prior to 2015-2016 is currently provided at the same levels, providing for a hold harmless. This strategy ensures a gradual transition in funding formulas. A sudden change would not only hurt our school districts, but the students and community as well. I'm in full support of school districts receiving as much state funding as possible, but the governor's recent proposal, if enacted, would drastically cut state funding for our local school districts by up to 50%. This model only benefits growing school districts in places like Philadelphia and hurts our local rural districts that are seeing declines in enrollment. For example, our local school districts would see the following cuts. Our Gallatin School District would see a 30% cut in basic education funding. Connersville Area School District would see a 40% cut. Laurel Highlands School District would see a 24% cut. Uniontown Area School District would see a 20% cut. Myersdale Area School District in Somerset would see a 68% cut. Salisbury Elkhart School District would see a 56% cut, and Turkeyfoot Valley Area School District would see a 25% cut. My concern with the unexpected announced proposal from the governor is that it's projected that 357 out of 500 Pennsylvania school districts would be negatively affected and would see severe cuts in basic education funding. I will continually fight tooth and nail to get rural area school districts the funding they need to function effectively. This is why the fair funding formula was originally set up, to keep rural school districts from seeing drastic cuts to their much-needed state funding.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is I understand that you're going to be hosting a series of meetings so that local government officials can make sure that they hear what the people are saying and what needs to be done in local matters. Talk to us about these meetings.
I'm inviting local government officials to attend local government meetings, which will be held in both Fayette and Somerset counties this coming week. The purpose of these meetings is to make local government officials aware of the local issues that residents are dealing with. It's imperative that local officials have an open line of communication with state agencies and their state representative, and I hope many of those who represent you locally will choose to be with us. My Fayette County meeting will be held on Thursday, July 19th at 65 West Main Street in Uniontown. Registration starts at 8 a.m. and the event begins at 8:30. Speakers for the event include Michael Foreman from DCED and representatives from the DEP and PennDOT District 12. The Somerset County meeting will be held later that day at 106 Myers Avenue in Myersdale. Registration starts at 12:30 p.m. and the event begins at 1. Speakers for this event include Michael Foreman from DCED, representatives from DEP and PennDOT District 9, and officials from the Pennsylvania Broadband Initiative. For more information, local officials can contact my office at 724-438-6100.
And I understand, Representative, that the Soroptimists have donated a significant sum to the local food bank. Talk to us about this.
This week, I joined Pamela Howarth, president of Soroptimists International of Fayette County, Megan Clark, their treasurer, and David Bork from the Fayette County Community Action Food Bank, as the Soroptimists presented a $1,000 donation to the Community Action Food Bank. The Soroptimists said they had been inspired by our recent Hunger Garden planting. Soroptimists International is an organization that was formed in 1921 and currently has nearly 120,000 members worldwide. The mission of Soroptimists is to improve the lives of women and girls throughout programs leading to social and economic empowerment. All it takes is one small action to inspire the actions of others. This is why we created and opened the Hunger Garden in Fayette County. So not only would it help our community, but it would encourage others to donate goods for those in need. I want to thank the Soroptimists for their kind donation and their dedication to helping women and young girls overcome obstacles and live lives of success.
Representative Dowling, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.